This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley High School. We are approaching the start of our fourth round of consolation matches. This will determine third, fifth, and seventh place matches, who will land where. So off we will go with that. We'll get started here. Wrestlers are just slowly trickling off the mat, and we will have that wrestling for you to get started with some of the early names that pop up here. Cam Baker of Burgettstown, Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan, Brandon Lemley of Bentworth, and Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan all will be first up. So if any of those wrestlers ring a bell to you, make sure to stay put. We will be here in just a few minutes to bring those and all of our fourth round consolation matches to you. At the conclusion of this round, at the conclusion of this fourth consolation round, we will then have our parade of champions beginning at 2:50 here on site with our third, fifth, seventh place, and championship matches beginning promptly at 3 o'clock. The championship matches will also be streamed available on NFHS. Bob Gregg will join us here from Chartiers Valley to bring that to you. We'll continue to provide audio coverage of all matches moving forward, including the championship third, fifth, and seventh place matches. Scott and I will be here bringing that to you the rest of the way as well. So fourth round consolations will get underway momentarily. We're going to step aside, take a quick break, and when we come back, more from Chartiers Valley High School. You've been listening to WPIL 2A Boys Championship Wrestling on greensports.net and WJPA.com.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back ready to get our fourth round of consolations out underway. Wrestlers have been cleared, and our first matches, those wrestlers are streaming onto the mat as they come up. So we'll go ahead and bring these matches to you. Again, of local interest right now, Cam Baker of Burgettstown. He'll actually wrestle against Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. That's at 107 pounds. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan will be underway on mat three against Gearhart of Keystone Oaks, and Brandon Lemley of Bentworth will be underway on mat four against Jack Kondrasik of Laurel.
All right, we got a default.
This is oh, we do. Thank you.
Yeah, we got a default. Baker just defaulted out. to Hanning. So Hanning will wrestle for third place.
Yeah, those are two guys that I'm sure have wrestled each other. And
I bet they've wrestled four times this year.
Yeah, I was going to say, and to your point earlier, at this point, you're just trying to – seeding is more or less inconsequential at this point.
See what they come up with here now. Let's see if down here below me, Brian McClure out of Elwood City.
Yep.
Has been put to his back by Warren Woolsagle out of Elizabeth Ford. He's got a cradle locked on him. He's got at least 4 points coming against him, I think, because I thought he was turned to his back. Maybe not. It's 3-0 at least. I think Sean Kearney's got some points down.
Yep.
He's got 4, so that's 7-0 in favor of
Woolsagle.
Yeah, Woolsagle. Now, here's the thing that you got to remember. You win in this one, you go to third place match. If you lose, you wrestle for fifth.
Yep.
And when you do the bracket, the difference between 5 and 6 usually isn't a lot. And if you got guys that are banged up, coaches are going to keep them out of the lineup.
Yep.
They're just not going to put them out there.
We have some injury time on Matt 3. Ryder Gearhart of Keystone Oaks being looked at. He has a match against Caleb Delaney. He has his shoulder being looked at. We'll follow up there as we have a break. Over on Match 4, Bobby Lemley of Bentworth. He's off to a quick start against Jack Kondrasik of Laurel. Lemley leading 6-1 after the first period.
Raylan Thomas out of Valley High School taking on Michael Pirro out of North Catholic. They are scoreless at 121 pounds. And back over again with back points coming is Woolsagle. He has got at least 3 more coming. It's 10-0. He's got the lead.
He's got to clear
on McClure.
Yeah, he's got to clear that right arm of McClure out to be able to just to get him over the rest of the way.
He can't. Yeah, you can see where it is.
Another either blood or injury time. Kondrasik being looked at. Lemley up in that match, 6-1. Delaney of Jeff Morgan back after the injury time was awarded the Gearhart of KO, so they're back, no score there. A lot of early blood and injury times. Delaney in on a shot. Low ankle, now moving up to the knee of Gearhart. Oh, excuse me. Oh, and we did, in fact, get an injury default, it looks like, on Matt 4. So Bobby Lemley of Bentworth will win. They're going to – Jack Kondrasik of Laurel will take an injury default there. Lemley, your winner.
Yeah, they're not going to – they're just not going to take a chance with – you got next week, you got the regionals at Altoona. And they're just not going to take a chance. Someone's banged up. We're just going to
– Yep. You made that point right at the beginning of the day, and – we've already seen two happen in the first half dozen matches.
Caleb Delaney over here on mat number
three.
Yep. Yeah, underway.
Delaney getting turned, yeah. Also underway on mat 4 now, Noah Patton of Wash High, Clayton Ely of McGuffey. No score there as they battle in the first period.
Well, Delaney's going to get out of that and get a 2-point reversal. So he leads it 2-0. He looked like he was going to his back there for a little bit.
I'm surprised that Gearhart wasn't awarded any points whatsoever. But instead, it's just a reversal.
This might be the only Valley wrestler here. Raiden Thomas out of Valley leads 3-0 over Mike Capiro. North Catholic.
And there's a fall. Yeah, Caleb Delaney. Fall of a Ryder Gearhart of KO. That comes at 1:59 of the second period. So Delaney a winner. He'll advance.
There's another Jefferson wrestler. Right behind it.
Right behind it. A lot of Jeff Morgan wrestlers coming out. Ely and Patton, no score after one period. Ely will start down. And, yeah, coming on there will be Danny Smith of Burgettstown against Jeff Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. So not just another Jeff Morgan wrestler, but another Delaney, in fact.
Hey, we got Bentworth Fort Cherry right below us. There we go.
We're all over the place. We got action.
Yeah, 121, consolation round. It is Brock McClure of Bentworth and Cameron Eiler out of Fort Cherry. And quickly a takedown there for McClure. He goes up 3-0 here at 121.
These two wrestled last week, and McClure won that match pretty handedly in the semifinals.
McClure leading by a score of 3-0. I think this is the only Fort Cherry wrestler I've seen today.
That might be right. There might be one other that maybe was here earlier.
McClure leading 3-0. Look here.
Patton and Ely, no score. Patton riding on top. Danny Smith of Burgettstown has a 3-1 lead over James Delaney of Jeff Morgan. Tries a little underhook throw, unable to do it. Yeah. And they'll go out of bounds.
They had a heavyweight here last night who got beaten in the finals, Connor McQuillan.
Oh, okay, yep.
And other than that, it's been, he's carrying the flag for the Rangers.
Eiler gets taken to his back there, so McClure going to pick up 4 near fall points. He leads 7-0 at the end of the period. Noah Patton over on mat 4 against Clayton Ely of McGuffey. Patton's going to find 4 near fall points. Hasn't been awarded yet. There it is. So Noah Patton of Wash High, a 4-0 lead in the second period, 30 seconds to go over Ely of McGuffey.
Braden Thomas leading 7-3 out of Valley. Back over now to McClure, who's got a 7-0 lead. He is working from the bottom this time. Eiler trying to run a bar over here to the right side. McClure able to belly out. Eiler sitting right up on top of him. Brock McClure.
James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan with a takedown, but he'll then give up an escape to Danny Smith. Danny Smith of Burgettstown now leading 5-4, second period just underway. Shot in by Delaney, front headlock by Smith, trying to run around the backside. Can't get it. They'll go out of bounds.
Eiler in control here, but he's trailing 7-0. Eiler trying to lock up a cradle.
Noah Patton continues to lead 4-0 after 4 near fall points in the second period. He now rides on top early in the third.
7-0. Sorry. 7-0. Eiler. Eiler's been pretty much in control this whole period. Riding him out here. We're down to 38 seconds to go in this period. And Eiler leading over McClure. Now McClure's going to be warned for stalling. 7-0 the score.
Patton trying to bunch up that half Nelson, walking up towards the head, but Ely doing a nice job of holding that, lacing that leg back and keeping Patton from not being able to run up towards the head. The third period, and Ely's going to have to be more offensive here, trailing 4-0 and being down.
Jefferson Morgan boys basketball won this afternoon over Winchester Thursday. 43-39. So they're moving on in the consolation. I guess they're going to go for fifth place. They were seeded sixth. So.
Danny Smith with another takedown of James Delaney. So he now leads 8-4. Delaney going to stand up, though. So now 8-5.
Reversal for McClure. And now another reversal this time for Eiler. And it's 9-2 after two periods. Eiler's choice. He'll work from the bottom. McClure leading 9-2.
Clayton Ely needs to get moving. 43 seconds to go in his match. He's trailing 4-0 in the third period to Noah Patton. Patton going to continue to ride on top. Got the 4 near fall points in the second period. That's been the difference so far.
Everybody that's wrestling right now is qualified for next week at Altoona. This is just basically for seeding purposes. McClure. He's got a bar. Oh, look at Peterson hit here. And Eiler hit a Peterson on McClure. He's got the reversal, but he doesn't have any back points.
Yeah, he's got that arm tied up on the wrong way. He's going to give it up and set himself back, though.
9-4.
Clayton Ely was in, almost caught Noah Patton. He is going to get a point. Patton was locking his hands. Ely almost was able to clear himself, though. So a big move that he wasn't able to sack. So Patton will continue to ride, and Noah Patton of Wash High, a winner 4-1 at 127-pound consolation match against Clayton Ely of McGuffey.
Now Eiler getting a bit high. They're right on the edge. And out of bounds they go. They'll come back in the center. 9-4 our score, 57 seconds to go here in the third period.
Danny Smith of Burgettstown leading 8-6 over James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. They're on their feet, a minute and a half remaining in the third period. Smith with a few takes down. Delaney has one himself and a few escapes to keep him in it.
58 seconds to go. 9-4 our score. Caution called against Eiler.
Underway on that too quickly. Gary McDonald of Central Valley against Noah Collins of West Green. So,
all right, I've got that.
And now
Collins and McDonald.
Go ahead. And then over on Matt Four quickly, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown and Mason Wright of Best Center wrestling here. So we have wrestlers actually on all four mats.
Collins single leg shot. Picks up on that leg. He has the single leg. Collins, and Collins will get the takedown on McDonald out of Central Valley and throw him to his back. Collins, Eiler leading or trailing 9-4 in that one. Collins got a 3-0 lead after one period in his.
Over on mat four right now, Mason Wright of Best Center has Carter Cadis stuck here. There's near fall points waiting to a takedown. He's going to run out of time, but Mason Wright with a big 7-point move. He's going to lead 7-0 going into the second period against Carter Cadis of Burgettstown.
McClure is going to beat Eiler. Score 9-4. That's the final. 9-4 is the final.
Good effort there from Eiler. And really showed his promise there in the last two periods when McClure got out to such a large lead from the onset. Danny Smith of Burgettstown has a 11-6 lead over James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. That match closing in the final 30 seconds of the third period. An escape by Delaney. Now looking for a headlock. Smith's going to step through that and force out of bounds. 29 seconds. 11-7 Smith leads.
Collins starts the second period from the bottom. Gets a reversal. 5-0. Collins out of West Green. 133-pound weight class. Matched up here with Garen McDonald out of Central Valley High School. And now he's got a half working, and he's got him turned to his back. Noah Collins out of West Green looking for the fall. Collins of West Green trying to get in that third-place matchup. And he's going to get it, and he's going to get a fall. So 109 on the second, so the time is 151. Noah Collins out of West Green picks up the win.
Mason Wright of Best Center, a 10-1 lead over Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. He has a takedown here in the second period. Does a little tilt roll, but doesn't collect anything for it. A minute to go, second period there. Danny Smith of Burgettstown, your winner. And a 14-8 win over James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. That's at 127-pound Smith, your winner from Burgettstown. Try to get you to the end of a couple of there. We got another McGuffey wrestler coming onto the mat. On mat three, that's going to be Logan Ely of McGuffey.
I got 145 consolation matchup. Oh, Caleb Patton taking on Ethan Bosco of Central Valley.
Sorry, excuse me, Lane Ely of McGuffey. I should clarify against Jacob Stewart of Burl. Carter Cadis with another escape against Mason Wright of Best Center. He now trails 10-2. Wright leads late second period.
145 consolation. Patton out of Wash Eye. Now sneaks in. He had a single leg on Bosco. Bosco now trying to find that edge and get off there. It's so hard to get off the edge now.
So
with
hard.
You don't have to do is have one point in.
Yeah, 1 point, that's it.
That's it. And a lot more points scored on that edge than it's been in the past. No score so far. No, nothing out of that one.
So another 3-point takedown. Mason Wright has extended his lead now to 13-2. He's going to start down in the third period, so he's got a tech fall potentially waiting with an escape and a takedown. No score after one period. Jacob Stewart of Burl, Lane Ely of McGuffey. Over on mat one, Christian Triotto of Hopewell. He's trailing 1-0 to Jeremy Wagner of KO.
No score after one period. Patton and Bosco. Patton will defer. And actually, no, it was Bosco's choice, and he decided to go down, so there's no defer in there. Legs thrown in by Patton right off the get-go. Throws the boots in, and right around he's right up on top of him, working on that neck and that head shoulder area, trying to run out of that reinforced half, trying to kick his way out is Bosco. Now Bosco down on his side a little bit. Patton maintaining control, getting a bit high, but not high enough, I don't think, to cause a lot of problems.
Mason Wright, a winner, 18-2, a technical fall over Carter Cadis of Burgett Sound. So Mason Wright will find his way into a third-place bout. Ely of McGuffey trailing 1-0 to Stewart of Burl. Change that. Now 4-0 Stewart after a takedown. So Jacob Stewart of Burl, a 4-0 lead over Lane Ely of McGuffey. Christian Triotto of Hopewell also trailing 4-0 to Jeremy Wagner. That's after two periods.
Patton got high, and as I said, and Bosco started shaking him, and Bosco is going to get in behind him. So Bosco goes up by a count of 2-0 as we have 40 seconds to go here in the second period. Patton, that is at 145. Caleb Patton out of Washington trailing 2-0.
And Stewart of Burl has Ely stuck, and Jacob Stewart of Burl will get a fall at 220 of the second period at 139 pounds. Jacob Stewart, your winner over Ely of McGuffey.
Crossface thrown in on Patton by Bosco. Ethan Bosco out of Central Valley, 145-pounder. And Caleb Patton. Look here real quick where they were seated. Caleb Patton was thrown in the number 6 spot. And Bosco was the 4 seed. Ethan Bosco is a freshman with a record of 32. He's only a freshman.
Wow.
32-5. And Caleb Patton, the senior, 29-7.
Victor Bonus onto the mat for McGuffey. He is wrestling Liam Jones of Burl. So I've seen a lot of Burl Buccaneers blue here today, but Bonus now up against Jones as they lock up about halfway through their first period.
2-0 as we go to the third period. Caleb Patton, the senior, against a freshman out of Central Valley. Tries to sweep that leg. I tell you what, freshman wrestling 45 or 52 or 60, awful tough.
Toronto of Hopewell trailing now 7-1 to Wagner of KO. Bonus and Jones will go to the second period scoreless. And Victor Bonus is going to choose down, so he'll start there.
Out of bounds again goes Patton and Bosco. 2-0 our score. A takedown is what Caleb Patton needs. They're both wrestlers on the feet here in the third. Not really coming close to getting a takedown on Bosco. Back into that head tie. Ain't doing as much good there.
Does not appear so.
Off the edge there, working again, and a reshot by Bosco, and he's hanging on that leg, and he's out of bounds. He couldn't keep that leg in. 27 seconds to go, and Patton hustles his way back to the center. Bosco gets in there, and the whistle sounds. 24 seconds to go. And Caleb Patton is going to have to turn up the heat here. He's going to have to try something. And he's running out of time, and actually he's going to be a stalling warning called against Bosco. And then on the reshot shug by, Bosco is going to get the takedown, and he's going to go up 5-0, and your winner is going to be by a score of 5-1 is Bosco, the freshman out of Central Valley.
Victor Bonus with a 4-0 lead over Liam Jones. Jones being 10-2 right now. Christian Triotto of Hopewell falls 8-5 in his consolation match. We'll be back with more from Chartiers Valley High School. You're listening to WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And welcome back quickly. 160 pounds, Owen Ipsic. An injury default win. I want to make sure I'm clear about that. Braxton Carr defaults out. Owen Ipsic, your winner. He had a takedown there. Carr's appeared to have some injury. And very quickly, again, yeah, much to Scott's point, said, I'm good. And so Ipsic is your winner there.
Yeah, Ipsic, your winner. Time of that, if you're keeping track, is 9 seconds. The injury default is 9 seconds. Owen got a takedown. And it looked like Braxton kind of tweaked his knee or something, and I saw the coach come out. He's said, we're not probably going to go any further.
Not to speculate. Didn't look like it was necessarily a particularly severe injury, but
we're not taking
exactly to your point. And those are two, I think, wrestlers who have much broader aspirations than what their place here in Bridgeville is on this Saturday.
Once you're losing the championship, your
focus shoots to future weeks. Agreed. Going around the horn a little bit. Logan Noyes of Bergenstown, he trails 6-0 to Tristan Torkovich of Mount Pleasant. That's on mat 152 pounds. Up on mat 2 now, Aaron Supler of McGuffey. No score against Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Victor Bonus back in. He leads 4-2 over Liam Jones of Burrell. That's a 152-pound consolation match. They are in the third period, just underway. And on mat 4, it looks like that match maybe just ended. What I have listed, though, Antonio Perkins, a winner by fall over Matt Dana of Quaker Valley. So the next match after that, Braden Taggart will be coming up from Bentworth against Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley.
Torkowitz leading 6-0, riding up on top here. 152 consolation round. He's got the lead on Logan Noyes, and we're in the second period. Only a few seconds remaining here. Torkowitz will let Noyes come to his feet. Noyes tries to turn back into him, and Torkowitz brings him right back down to the mat, and they're out of bounds.
Victor Bonus still leading 4-2. Under a minute to go. They're on their feet, though, so Jones with a chance to look into it a little bit. Bosch and Supler underway. Second period now, no score there. Taggart and Dunlap also underway. Just started, no score.
Go to the third period, 6-0. Torkowitz's choice. He'll work from the bottom. Noyes will go on top. Winners here go for third. Losers go for fifth.
Yeah, not a lot of urgency here from Liam Jones. Bonus in on a shot. They're at 15 seconds left. Bonus leading 4-2. Jones needs to go. Shot in by Bonus. Jones tries to get around. Bonus able to dump him. Trying to climb the body. And Victor Bonus with a big takedown. At the end of the match, Victor Bonus of McGuffey is going to come out your winner 7-2 at 152 pounds. Winner 7-2 over Liam Jones of Burrell.
Noyes throws the bar in. Tight waist. Trying to work something to get Torkowitz to move just a little bit. referee down there saying, let's move, let's do something here, guys.
No score over on that for us. Braden Taggart of Bentworth and Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Taggart, a really big win in his last one. Dunlap, an incredibly tough semifinal loss to Malachi Peak.
Second period, still no score between Bosch and Suppler. Bosch out of Beaver County Christian. Out of bounds they go. They come back to the center.
Dunlap with an escape against Taggart. They're in the second period, so 1-0 now. Dunlap leads. And now Taggart runs right into Dunlap, but they were out of bounds. I'll tell you what, watching Braden Taggart the last couple of years, one of the highest motors I think I've seen of any wrestler. And that was an instance where I think he kind of caught Dunlap a little by surprise. Again, nothing doing. It didn't count for anything. But you can just see Dunlap is, or Taggart is so aware around the mat.
Suppler in on the shot. Can he finish it? He's got Bosch. He got the takedown. He's got Bosch caught on his back. Suppler out of McGuffey. Looking for the fall on Bosch. He's got the takedown, and he's got at least four coming. So he's going to have a 7-0 lead.
Yeah, I just ran out of time. He would have had him, too, if had a little bit more time. But, yeah, caught him and able to chin him back and then just.
I didn't say that. Okay, they put it up there. I didn't say that he could be the takedown. Suppler leading 7-0. Torkowitz leading over here. By a score of 6-1.
That one's over now, I think.
Is it over?
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yep. Torkowitz was
Torkowitz
the
won, yep.
I'm looking at the score here. We're going to have another consolation or a default.
It appears so, yeah. These wrestlers on that one do not appear.
I think they're just waiting for the Burl coach to get over here.
Oh, that could be true, yeah. Taggart and Dunlap. Dunlap, equipment issue. Either throw two headgear or fixed headgear, so. So Dunlap had to get an equipment check. That's the holdup there between he and Taggart.
Cthulhu, Ben Cthulhu is going to defeat Elijah Miller by injury default. And they're flying through these matches. The finals are supposed to start at 3. We're going to be done here in about 15 minutes.
It sure feels that way. That maybe it's a good opportunity for us to step aside, take a break. We'll come back. We'll try to wrap up this coverage for you here of the fourth round consolations from Chartres Valley High School. You're listening to WPIL Boys Wrestling 2A Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Around the horn we go on that one. Adam Beloga of Burgettstown. He has a 1-0 lead over Ty Blasco of Derriera. On mat two, Adam Supler of McGuffey. He still leads 9-0. We had some blood time there, so just over a minute to go in that third period. He leads 9-0 over Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. Jack Miles of Laurel trailing Carmine Pataglia of Beaver County Christian as well, 6-2. That's 189 pounds. And Braden Taggart of Bentworth trailing Trey Dunlap 1-0 is a 189-pound consolation match. A minute and a half to go third period there. Dunlap riding on top. Taggart trying to clear himself. Trying to hand fight there. Taggart's going to clear, but Dunlap will drop to the leg and grab on. So Taggart still trying to clear, trying to get that point to tie it up. Dunlap in on it and not letting go near the boundary. Taggart tries to step through, now standing straight up, but had Dunlap on the boundary. Now they're still standing on the boundary. Dunlap hanging on to that ankle, now moved up to the knee. Taggart now trying to work on the ankles, and Braden Taggart mentioned his motor, able to clear himself from Trey Dunlap, and he will get the point. 45 seconds to go, 1-1. Aaron Supler for McGuffey, a 9-0 major decision over Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. So he will advance into the higher place, or the higher seeded, for his final match. Let's try to get you through to the end of this Taggart and Dunlap match. Beloga still leading 1-0 also on Blasco.
That one's in the latter stages of period number two.
Also underway, Landon Heath and Joe Wilson of Wash High. Heath of Jeff Morgan. Wilson, Wash High. No score there. That's at 285.
Back over to the Blue Devils. Beloga and Blasco. And that's going to do it for the period. We'll go to the third. 1-0.
Taggart trying to get around. Dunlap trying to get around. And Trey Dunlap, a takedown with just in the waning seconds of the period. Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley, your winner. Let's take another quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish out this fourth round consolations here from Chartier Valley High School on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters, including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation, including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
And welcome back, go ahead.
Yeah, 215-pounders. Beloga and Blasco have been battling each other pretty tight here. A takedown by Blasco put him up 4-1. Now a one-point escape for the Burgettstown 215-pounder. Beloga, and now we are under a minute, and it's a 4-2 lead for Blasco out of Derry.
Still no score. Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan, Joe Wilson of Wash High. Keep an eye on these two matches here.
Beloga trying to throw him.
Yep, go ahead.
Beloga, he tries. He had no choice.
Again.
You know what? I'll give him credit. He had to do something. Absolutely. He just didn't have the angle on it.
And throws like that, they require some setup, right? So you kind of have to show your hand. Hey, I'm trying to get a little tighter with you. I'm trying to hook this arm. So it's hard not to be kind of prepared for that. Beloga, though, able to reverse out of it. But again, too little too late. As Blasco of Derry, your winner, 7-2.
Blasco moving on to the third place matchup.
And Joe Wilson of Wash High riding on top. He's ridden heat now for the majority of this second period. Right on the boundary. Now Wilson kind of thinking about a far side cradle, but I think maybe more in show than in actual effort. So Wilson will just continue to kind of ride Heath there over here near the boundary.
He's going to ride him the whole period, though.
Yeah, excellent show. Second period comes to an end. No score between Joe Wilson and Landon Heath. We'll bring you the third period when we come back. This is WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Welcome back. Finishing up here, Joe Wilson of Wash High and Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan. A minute to go. Joe Wilson rode for the entire second period and able to get an escape here to begin the third. So a minute to go in the match. Both wrestlers still pushing and shoving from the neutral position. 1-0 Wilson leads. They disengage for a moment. Now they come back together. Heath trying to look for an overhook. Trying to set something up. Wilson battling inside.
This is gonna... He's going to have to go underneath eventually here.
Yep.
Because Wilson's not going to let him do it.
Wilson's got great leverage, I think, here. Great positioning. He's got that underhook and keeping Heath a good distance away. And Joe Wilson can push and shove so long as Landon Heath's going to push and shove back. Heath needs to get going here. Just 10 seconds remaining. Shot in by Heath. He'll come up short. Wilson behind. Take down Joe Wilson. And Joe Wilson of Washington. Heath will get the escape. But Joe Wilson of Wash High, a 4-0 win over Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan. Let's go ahead and take one more break here as the final matches come back or finish up. We'll come back. We'll wrap everything up and get you set up for our championship matches here later this afternoon. You're listening to WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championships from Chartiers Valley High School on WJPA.com. and greensports.net.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs, plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458729.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Well, I'll tell you this. Caden Shannon got an escape with about 5 seconds to go to tie the match up with David Peters out of Greensburg Salem. And we are now into sudden victory. Tied 1-1 here at 285. The winner here will take on Wilson out of Washington. The loser will... Well, there we go. There's our winner. 4-1. Let's just tell you what it's going to be then. It'll be David Peters out of Greensburg Salem. He will be battling Joe Wilson of Washington. Caden Shannon will be taking on Landon Heath out of Jefferson Morgan.
There you go. Scott, thanks for wrapping up. So let's go ahead. We're going to take one more break. We'll bring you back here. We'll tell you what to expect here in the next couple of minutes as we move forward towards our finals around 3 o'clock. So we'll come, stay with us. Come on back. We'll set you up for our next one, and then we'll take a break before our 3 p.m. final. You're listening to WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley. We're going to go ahead and run down really quickly the upcoming championship matches that you will hear here on WJPA.com and Greensports.net. Again, these are just the championship bouts. We will have you covered, though, for all four, our first, third, fifth, and seventh place matches. So please go ahead and stick with us throughout. But here is the upcoming championship matches coming up around 3 o'clock. At the 107 pounds, Mason Kiesecker of Derriere will take on Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. At 114 pounds, Patrick Baldur of Derry will take on Javion Chambers of Highlands. 121 pounds, Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Ford will take on Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. We heard about Anderchak becoming the all-time wins leader of Quaker Valley history. 127 pounds, Cameron Baker of Burr will take on Austin Kasanovich of Avonworth. At 133 pounds, Lucas Barr of McGuffey will take on Camden Olson of Derry. 139, Drake McClure of Bentworth will face Michael McNeil of Derry. 145 pounds, Julian Bertucci of Burr will take on Emmett Wolf of McGuffey. 152 pounds, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward and Jonah Erdely of Fraser will face off. At 160 pounds, we saw this, a bit of an upset. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan will take on Ewan Olson of Derry. 172 pounds, Mason Horwat of Derry will take on Dominic Willis of Laurel. 189 pounds, Brady Brown of Derry will take on Malachi Peak of Best Center. That was a triple overtime match that Peak won. At 215 pounds, Noah Lehue of Best Center will take on Colton Carlson of Laurel. And at 289 pounds, Casey Wilson of Laurel will take on Colin White of West Green. That is what is to come for our finals matches. Those will begin at 3 o'clock. We're going to take one more break. We'll come back. We'll wrap it up from Chartiers Valley here for the fourth round consolations, get you set up for our 3 o'clock finals matches. You're listening to WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And welcome back to Chartiers Valley. We'll keep it quick for you. Our Parade of Champions here at Char Valley will begin at 2:50. Our coverage here on WJPA.com and greensports.net will commence at 2:55. So please make sure to jump back on with us at 2:55. Scott and I will bring you all the action. We'll bring you all first, third, fifth, and seventh place bouts from all 13 weight classes. We look forward to having you back here in about 45 minutes. But until then, we appreciate your listening, and we will be back here at Char Valley in about 45 minutes at 2:55. This has been WPIL 2A Boys Wrestling Championships from Chartiers Valley High School on WJPA.com and greensports.net.